Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I got to run into Mark Hardison here south of Rose Hill, Kansas. He's with Kessinger Farms. Looks like you're moving along fairly quickly, Mark. How long have you been cutting wheat this year and how much you got to go?
Well, we started about last Thursday, I guess it was, or maybe a week till Thursday, I can't remember. But we're getting along real fine. We're about two-thirds, three-fourths of the way done. Tremendous wheat. We've cut everywhere from 49 bushel wheat up to dang near 87 bushel wheat. Haven't had that many breakdowns. Everything's been pretty clean and going right along. And then in between trying to get the wheat cut, trying to, you know, get the double crop beans in the ground. So everything's moving pretty quickly, and the rains, even though we got a lot of rain in some areas, we got enough area that we had rain from a quarter of an inch to an inch and a half, so we just keep moving around the dry ground, and away we go.
You're getting close to done, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say we'll be done here in 2 days with the wheat harvest, and the bean planting ought to be done in about 3 days.
And when you say bean planting, is that behind wheat, or is that first crop beans?
Oh, no, we've got all the first crop beans in the ground, and what we're planting right now will be double crop into wheat stubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there good moisture in the wheat stubble to bring up beans?
Sure looks like it right now, and that's kind of why we're hurrying to get that done. You know, we got the moisture, so we're going to put them in. We've only got a couple more weeks before we run out of time on the beans. So
do you work with Kessinger Farms? Have you worked with them for a long time?
Oh, I've known the Kessinger boys for, oh, probably 30 or 40 years. I grew up with their dad, and I've just been helping them drive the semis and harvest here for the last 15 years or so. And we just won't need something to do. I retired from Farmland Industries, and they need something to do. So I'm doing that and helping the township in between harvests, keeping the roads going down here in southeast Edgar County. So got to find something to do. This old man can't just sit around and do nothing.
Well, I see that you're moving fields right now. One header just pulled out, and you've got a header trailer behind this vehicle. How far will you have to move?
Well, right now, this is going to be a short move. We're only going to move about a mile and a half from where we're at right now, so it won't be no big deal. And these headers anymore, getting them on and off is just pretty slick. You know, you don't have to find them like we used to in the old days. So we can put them on, take them off, and put them on, and go again, and not even know that we stopped, hardly.
That's Mark Hardison. He is with Kessinger Farms. We're just south of Rose Hill, Kansas. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.